Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Everybody, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of the Soulful Eclectic with Dr. Diana Collins. I am your host, none other than Dr. Diana Collins, a nurse practitioner, nurse educator, advocate, actress, and a woman who is always becoming, so you never know what's next. Before we dive into today's most powerful topic, I want to take a moment to show gratitude and be thankful to all of you. All of you who are joining me for the first time, thank you for taking the time out to have this conversation and be a part of the conversation. For those of you who this isn't your first time, you're coming back, you've been away, whatever. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. And thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time to listen and returning to listen to see what we have to say and just for being a part of the beautiful tribe. Thank you so much. And thank you to my incredible sponsors. Can't forget them. Blind Nubian Essentials, loving the skin you're in. I am so delighted to share that Divine Nubian Essentials will be featured in Meek Beauty Supply here in Tucson, Arizona. So if you are in need of some good skincare, some new good skincare that is a completely natural, vegan, and 100% made by me, a veteran, a Black woman, please go into Neek's Beauty Supply on 22nd here in Tucson, Arizona. We greatly appreciate that. Collins Education Resource Management, where education is our passion. Now, you know, I am a woman of many trades, many things I do. I'm a jack of all trades, and I have mastered quite a few of them. And one of them is education and nurse educating our community. So Collins Education Resource Management is out there to educate not only the students that are going into nursing or any other healthcare arena, but also the community. We need to take charge of our health and understand what's going on and advocate for ourselves. And if we can't, we need to bring the people in the room that can advocate for us. So Collins Education Resource Management, where education is our passion, we're there to not only tutor students in their academic success, but also the community and educating them on being better about their healthcare and advocating for themselves. Thank you to none other than our resident author, Reggie Dupree. I love you. You are amazing. I love what it is that you're writing. If you have not checked out Hoodoo Heaven, Return to Hoodoo, Mystical Midlife Mate, and Midlife Creole, I think that's the next one. I could be messed up. I think I messed up that last one. But there's four books in the series. Please do your due diligence to go ahead and check her out. I love her. She was a guest on our show, and hopefully she will be back Thank you to Nick's Beauty Supply. I had to mention you because you are housing our product and we so appreciate you. So thank you. Thank you to Nick's Beauty Supply on 22nd here in Tucson, Arizona. If you have not checked out the Beauty Supply spot, please do. It's a nice little spot. And it's Black owned, it's female owned, and she is doing a kick-ass job at her shop, and I love it. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. Not to leave the best for last, or you know, save this one for last, but UBI Ubiquity Video and TV, thank you, thank you, thank you for being a housing station for Soulful Eclectic. We appreciate you. I mean, you've been rocking with us for some time now, and we've been rocking with you. And we love that you are a startup station, a creative station, and you got great music because you know what? I be jamming on there. And the music, it just takes me back. It brings me present. So whatever you got the taste for, WUBI, Ubiquity Radio, and TV, is doing that for you, supporting us and our authentic voices and conversations that truly matter. So now, today, we're talking about something that touches every last one of us, and that is overcoming barriers to authenticity. Overcoming barriers to our authenticity. That is today's topic. If you want to take it to church, that's what we're writing down now today, church. We're going to overcome barriers to our authenticity, or to authenticity, yours, somebody else's, whatever. The first thing I want to tackle, you know, I think we talked about this a couple of episodes ago, is like fear, right? The fear factor. But I think the last one was fearless, being fearless, right? And being fearless doesn't mean that you don't experience fear. But the first thing I'm thinking of is the fear factor. What holds us back? So, you know, first, you got to start off with the truth of it, right? The truth within yourself. So being authentic, hello, that shit is scary, okay? I have carried so many masks for so long, and I still do because let's be honest here. There is no way in the world we can get rid of all of our masks. I've tried. I thought about it. I've attempted it on so many occasions, and we still have to just put that mask on. Even if it's the Phantom of the Opera mask, where part of your face is still showing, we still have to put on a mask in some of these rooms because some of these rooms just aren't ready for our authenticity and our trueness, right? So unfortunately, we still have to carry either another full mask or half a mask, depending on where we are. But being authentic can be scary. And many of us have been conditioned to believe that if we show too much of who we really are, we have risk of being rejected. And many of us have been rejected for showing up in our authentic space, right? Many of us have. I know I have. And which has led me to put on part of a mask, right? Or just put on the mask because, yeah, you get rejected. They misunderstand your point is, what you bring to the table. Or you even being unloved, because that has happened too. So what we do, we put on masks, we hide, right? We hide behind a wall that we put up. We shrink ourselves. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many times I've shrunk myself, dimmed my light, because I was scared to be my true self and show who I am. Yes, we dim our light. Even now to this day, I have this internal struggle within ourselves. And I think many of us in my circle, we talked about this, how when we are around family members, our family doesn't see the adult version of us. They still see us as that little kid, and they still conduct conversations with us as if we are such, and we're not. And we have to remind them that who we are. And the same with my own children. I have to remind myself that that's not that little girl with the big hair anymore. That's not my little girl that's sitting there with her book reading, you know, in the voice of an English man or English woman while she's reading her Harry Potter book in the hall. Those are genuine moments that I revert to every time I see my babies, right? And I have to remember, oh shoot, she gonna be 30. That's a whole grown, right? She 28. What are we doing, right? So I don't want to shrink them, and I don't want to be shrunk. So, but that's what we tend to do. We shrink. Or here's the other thing we do. And I've been guilty of this. Oh, let me just tell you, I have been guilty of this. Overcompensating. Yeah, I said it. We overcompensate. How many times you walk in a room and you look and you're the only one in the room? And I mean, when I mean only one in the room, I mean the only marginalized majority in the room. Right? The only black and brown person in the room. How many times do we run down our resume to prove that we belong in that room? That's overcompensation. I still catch myself doing it, and I have a internal monologue with myself, and I'm like, we're not doing that, shorty. Shorty, back up. They don't need to know all that. And I stop myself. I physically stop myself from oversharing, overcompensating, right? Because that's what we do to show we belong, to prove we belong in this space. Why do we constantly have to prove we belong in a space? That's overcompensation, right? And we do it all the time. And I know I do it all the time. I've gotten better. I've learned to minimalize what it is that I share and what I say. And everybody doesn't have to know everything about me to prove that I am somebody. Gotta sound like Jesse. I am somebody. But that's what we do. We prove that we are somebody and that we belong in a room. I am enough. Me showing up is enough. Whether or not you know my resume, my pedigree, whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it. You don't need to know my resume unless it's called for. Unless it's called for, right? Yeah, you can share your resume, but I used to overcompensate all the time. You know, I do this. And I'm like, oh, we didn't know. That's us overcompensating. All right. The other thing is sometimes it can look like perfectionism, like you're trying to be perfect, that you got to get it just right so you don't get judged. Right. And sometimes it's another thing that I am known for. Please forgive me. I am human. I am the people pleaser. I am. I learned that about myself a few years ago in therapy. I am a people pleaser. I will say yes to everything because I want you to be happy. I want you to like me. I want you to approve me. So I am the ultimate people pleaser. Yep, I am. The problem solver, the people pleaser. That is me. And I have to learn, and I am learning those boundaries where no is a complete sentence. We had that conversation, right? And stop saying yes to things when our souls are screaming, no. That's it. Stop saying yes to things when our souls are saying no. But you know what? Here's the truth. Every time you abandon your authentic self to please someone else, you teach that spirit inside that it's not safe to be seen. And it is safe to be seen. It is. And that's not true. It is safe to be seen. And we have to be okay with that being in that space, being showing our authentic self. Right? So I'm going to repeat that one more time because I think that was a good point to make. Every time you abandon your authentic self to please someone else, you teach your spirit that it's not safe to be seen. And that's the real fear that lies underneath it all, not feeling safe to be yourself. So I want you to pause and ask yourself this question. what would I do differently if I weren't afraid of what others think? Right? I think that's fair. What would I do differently if I weren't afraid of what others think? I kind of really like that question. I think that's a great journal question for those of you who are journalers. I think you know, sitting here having this conversation and thinking about it, I think, you know what, I'm going to take a note myself and write that one down as well, because it's a good journal question. Because I wonder that too. What would I do differently if I weren't afraid of what others might think? Scary thought. Pause on that for a second. I will. What would I do differently if I weren't afraid of what others think? What a wonderful place to be, right? God, I love that. Love that for us. I really do. That question alone can begin to unlock so many parts of what we have that's been lying dormant within us for years.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
That is, wow, it really does. It has the potential to unleash the Kraken. It has the potential to just unleash so much within us. Thinking about our past, what led us to be that quiet person. I know, like, I'll definitely share for me. I know if any of you watch my first stint at stand up, which was amazing. Okay, I plan on doing it again in the coming year. That's my new thing that I'm bringing back, is going back to stand up and doing local stand up. But I talked about being in Catholic school, right? And I actually was taught by nuns and the priest and all these things at the Catholic school. And I talked about how, you know, back then, if you talked in class, you know, was a class clown, do anything, you were sent down to the principal, and the principal had like this mini oar, you know, the oar that you roll the boats with. She had a mini one, and that was her paddle, and it hung on her wall, and you know, Sister Frances will paddle you and send you back. And then, God forbid, if your mom found out, because, you know, it always leads to telling your mom. I remember students getting spanked by their parents in front of class. So why the hell would I want to talk? Okay, what do I got to say that's so important that, one, I'm gonna go downstairs and get beat by a piece with a piece of wood, and two, I'm gonna have my mama come whoop my behind in front of class. I got enough embarrassment in my life just being me. I don't need anything additional on top of that. So, you know, there are so many things that happen in our lives that kept us silent for years. This question alone, what would I do differently if I weren't afraid of these other, what others might think? It leads to those advanced, adverse childhood experiences that we have, those ACEs, that we have that have traumatized us. And I do trauma-informed education in the hospitals. We do trauma-informed care. So, you know, it's those things that we stop and think about the root of what is feeding us in this tree. And there's so many branches, so many connections in those roots that are feeding all of these branches, that sometimes we just really need to just take a moment. And I think that question gives us that moment. What would I do differently if I weren't afraid of what others might think? It starts us thinking about, why am I afraid of what others might think? Why does that matter to me? And what changes do I need to make to start putting up those boundaries, that understanding of, you know, people going to think what they think about you, regardless of whether you wear a mask or you don't. They have their own thought process. So, you know, what does it matter? So I get that's where that thought came from when I think about that. So let that sit for a minute. Let that sit for a minute. And then, I want you to write that down. I want you to unpack that for a minute. And we're gonna come back to that. All right. I like that. So I'll see you in a moment. Write it down, put it in your little notebook, your journal book, whatever you're writing it down, put it on a notepad, put it on front of your computer. Think about it. I want you to seriously think about it. We'll be right back.
How y'all doing? I would like to welcome you to a show that is called Cruise with Rob C. Exclusively on WUBI Ubiquity Radio every Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. My name is Rob C., and while taking your cruise, you will hear the very best in smooth jazz, smooth R&B, classic soul, as well as other genres that definitely define the very essence of smooth. I personally invite you to come aboard, and while you're here, grab your favorite beverage, turn up the volume, and have a seat as we set sail on this musical journey for your listening pleasure. You can find us at wubi.live, or depending if you have an Apple or Android device, go to your app store and download our free WUBI app. Take care, and as always, enjoy your cruise, y'all.
I am the Disco B.
I am the Apple Male.
I am Benjamin Grimm.
And we host,
from a Queen's perspective,
this seasoned gentleman,
the host of the Love Jones Cafe.
We are the Love Jones Cafe.
The Love Jones Cafe.
We are the Love Jones Cafe.
Love Jones. Love Jones. Love Jones. Love
Jones. Hey everyone, Dr. Diana Collins here with the Soulful Eclectic, a podcast about being your authentic self and maintaining your health and wellness. Brought to you by Divine Nubian Essentials, Love the Skin You're In, and also Collins Education Resource Management, where a healthcare education is our passion. If you're looking for a new read, check out our friend Reggie Dupree in Hoodoo Heaven, Return to Hoodoo, and Mystical Midlife Mate, because everything is happening in Hoodoo. Brought to you by WUBI Ubiquity Radio and TV. If you have not downloaded your app on Roku or Apple or Google Play, do so right away. The Soulful Eclectic can be found every Friday night, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, on all your podcast streaming platforms, WUBI Ubiquity Radio and TV. So, see you soon. Namaste. I hope you guys all wrote that down, okay? I just want to make sure that you had a moment to take that. If you need a bio break, you need to do something, go for it and do it. But I needed, because that was such a good question. That was, and it just, oh man, I love the way my brain thinks. It was just a good question. All right, so we know that society has a script for us, right? Society has a script for us. So let's unpack those expectations. So this is unpacking expectations. All right, so now let's talk about the influences of social norms. Right. The influences of social norms, and they influence us day in and day out. Okay. Don't wear your pajamas in out in public, right? Don't wear your house shoes out in public. Don't wear your bonnet out in public. Hair rollers, don't wear them out in public. I mean, these are all the social norms that I grew up. Wash your butt before you go outside. Wear clean underwear just in case you're in an accident. Clean your shoes. Make sure your shoes look clean. Make sure you don't walk out of here looking rough drive. That means you didn't iron your clothes. Those kinds of things. And sure enough, don't show up to work looking like you run around the drying and you know, walked in on the floor and then want to talk to people. So it's those social norms that I'm talking about. And though, again, those are the few social norms that I grew up with as a child in my family's house. So now let's talk about what these social norms, the influential impact that these social norms have for you. So from the moment that we are born, okay, the world starts handing us this script of how we are supposed to behave, how we are supposed to act, how we're supposed to dress, how we're supposed to speak, and what's appropriate, right? What's appropriate? And this is deemed by some other individual who said this is how we should be, how we should carry ourselves out in public, how we should conduct things. Same as the conversation and the norms that we have when we're conducting business. Same things. And if you're someone who moves through multiple spaces like me, I do. When I talk about multiple spaces, I'm talking about you're a professional, you're a creative, you're a woman, you're a wife, you're a mother, you're a military person, a person of color. I mean, you know, okay, I could keep going, but you know, these expectations multiply the more I go on, right? Which alludes to why we wear so many masks, because in each one of these arenas, we show up as a different person. But let me just check that for a minute. Because even though we are showing up as a different person, that does not negate the fact that we are showing up in our authenticity, okay? Because each one of these people that I present is me. I'm not pretending to be one thing or another. Hell no. To pretend takes a lot. And I, like, am an actress. I do pretend on screen and on stage in front of the camera. I do pretend because I have a script that tells me what I need to do, okay? But when I go out and I am a professional and I am speaking in a certain manner, that is me in my authentic space. That is me. That's how I am. This dialogue that I have is me on a day-to-day basis, okay? As a creative, my words may change a little bit. It will. Depending on what creative space I'm in, I may not be as professional in that conversation. You may get a girl, please. Boy, bye. What you talking about, dude? I didn't say that. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's my creative space. That's my other part of me where I can truly just be who I am. No one's sitting there critiquing what it is that I am saying. This here, my podcast, is my creative space. You may get a lovely explorative depending on how I'm feeling that day. That's my creative space. I still am showing up in my authenticity. I'm a woman. Yes, I am. There's no denying that. I am who I am. That's how I identify. Okay. Biologically, I am a woman. Okay, and that does not change anything of who I am, but I show up as that. If I identify as male and I present myself as such, then that's how I present myself, and that's who I am, and that's how I show up. Undeniably, I am a person of color. I have given up those days of trying to bleach my skin, and yes, Lord, I did try to bleach my skin. I had my little jar of bleaching cream as a kid. Because I had really bad acne too. So I was definitely trying to bleach those dark spots. Okay. I am a person of color. That is not going to change. So there's another version of me. Okay? All these things multiply. I'm a mom. That's another version of me. Okay? So when I say these expectations multiply, man, these expectations are monumental. Social media adds another layer to it, right? When we scroll in through the highlight reels and start comparing our behind the scenes to someone else's curated versions of life. Yes, we do that. How many times have you had to stop yourself? You're like, all right, this is just for camera. This is just for show. They're content creators. This is what they do. Okay. People, they are content creators. They are creating content that keeps us entertained. That's what we do. You guys remember the TV show Netflix had, Black Mirror? I loved it. Love Black Mirror. It's crap. It gave insight into what we're dealing with now, right? Social media. We're so fixated on how many likes we have. That one episode, right, where she was looking at and trying to do all these things for somebody because she wants to get a like. And their strength in the community depends on how many likes they get in social media. Listen. Yeah, I can't. I can't. So that's another layer of, you know, that adds on to that script in life that we have. But authenticity isn't about being perfect, all right? It's about being present. And you guys heard me talk about being present. There's a present and a present, okay? Be present. I often have to remind myself when I'm with my friends, when I'm with my family, when I'm with my husband, when I'm with my children, put the phone down. Because I mindless scroll. I'm guilty. Oh, man. Am I guilty of mindless scrolling? Y'all do some funny shit on the internet. I'm just saying. Y'all really do. Y'all keep me thoroughly entertained. And I appreciate it. I learn a lot on social media. I do. I do fact check a lot of things. So keep it coming, because as they are trying to strip away a lot, I have actually learned much more than what they were stripping away. So I thoroughly.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I appreciate that for all of you who are educational content creators. Thank you. Thank you very much. But I do have to remind myself to be present. It's a mindful action that I do. And I pay attention to cues that are given around me. And my husband is big on cues, because he'll come up to me in a minute. If I'm sitting there texting somebody, he'll go, what are you doing? Who are you talking to? You know? And it's not in a controlling manner. It's just, again, he wants me to be present, because he sees me, I'm always on my phone texting someone, right? And it's usually just a response to something that someone sent me or whatever. If I'm sitting there scrolling through, he goes, what are you looking at? And it's a mental check for me. Like, oh, what am I looking at? I don't need to be looking at this, right? And I do the same to him, you know. I'll come in and I'm on the phone, and or he walks in and he'll say, who are you talking to? And I'm like, and I used to get annoyed by it. I really did. But I realized that was him saying he wanted my attention, and I'm home. He's home. We're rarely home in the same space together. to be present. So I made mindful note to be present. It's, you know, it's about not just being present, but also about reclaiming your truth from the noise of expectations. Because what happens is subconsciously, we are paying attention to all these social media things. I mean, I could tell you how many things I bought based off of social media. Some of them have been great. Some of them have been like, what the hell did I spend my money on? Right? Because someone said, oh my God, this is great. And I usually wait to like five or six people on this product says is great before I buy some. But the noise, it's noise. The noise of expectations that we need these. The noise of expectations that I need this new gadget. The noise of expectations that, oh my gosh, they went on vacation. Why am I not going on vacation? Those expectations and the false look into people's lives on how perfect they are or their life is. And it's and putting those expectations on ourselves. We're not them. That's not our lane. Hell, it's not my lane. So why am I trying to veer off into that lane? Why am I signaling to go over there? I don't need to be over there. That's not my lane. I'm in my lane. This is my lane. I'm going to stay in it. So trying to, you know, be present enough, but reminding ourselves that our authenticity can't say that sometimes, right? But reminding ourselves that authenticity isn't about being perfect. It's about just being present. It's about claiming your truth and all that background noise of expectations that's out there. Because when you live what happens is when you live for approval, you hand over your power. Yeah. When you're trying to fight for this one's approval and this one's approval and you want all these accolades thrown at you, you give up your power. Your superpower is that you can show up and be yourself and be present in your authenticity. And you can walk away knowing you showed up and you were you. That's your power. Regardless of Jane liked you, if Sue approved you, if Joan said, hey, I like that, regardless, you showed up in your power. Me doing my podcast, as much as people ask me who are in my circle, how are your analytics? How are your numbers? How many viewers do you have? I don't know. I love what I do. I love sharing content and information with everyone. But I stopped living for approval because it takes away my power of enjoying this. It takes away my power of living on the outside because then I become focused on what's happening here. Not that I don't love what I do. I do, otherwise I wouldn't do it. And it's not that I don't care. I do, but content creators, they're content creators because they're getting paid to create content. They are. And I love that for them. They have that level of creativity that's not my lane. It's not my lane. I try to get in that content creative lane and it's tiring. It's not me. I will be putting on so many masks doing content creation. Oh, I gave that up. It's not me. So because when you live it for approval, you handed over that power. And come on, brothers and sisters out there, your power is too sacred to give up away like that. It's too sacred to give away like that. I'm sorry. And I think that's where I have landed in all of this, being this creative, being an actress, showing up as me, even though I'm playing a role, you still get me in that role? Nah, that's my power. That's my superpower. Showing up as me, being proud in my skin as me. That's my superpower. Yeah. I like that, right? Yeah. Being present, showing up as you, that is your superpower. All right. So let's not give up our sacred superpower, okay? Because it is sacred. So, in that, I'm just take a sip of water. That was a lot. we have the unlearning process. Mm-hmm. The unlearning process, reclaiming yourself. Because it's work. And I'm going to just tell you, it's work. I'm still working at it every day. I'm working at it. I'm just trying to navigate a lot. I'm growing businesses. I'm growing myself. And in that, I have to maintain my sense of self and, you know, keep myself grounded. But it's an unlearning process, reclaiming yourself. Right. So how do we start unlearning those behaviors that have kept us disconnected from our truth? Yeah. Excuse me. How do we start unlearning those behaviors that keep us disconnected from our truth? Well, for me and from what I'm seeing and what I have been reading in the growth books and the self-awareness books and all the boundary reading and success reading that I have been doing, it starts with self-awareness. Noticing your patterns without judgment. Noticing your patterns without judgment, because we are our biggest critics, right? Oh my gosh. I woke up this morning and I have the whole mantra that I do. I don't know many of you have heard Mary J. Blige's Good Morning Gorgeous. That's like my mantra. When I get up in the morning, I look in the mirror and you know, crud and all, you know, got the bonnet on and everything. And I just look in the mirror and I say, good morning, gorgeous. I've called myself gorgeous so many times in the past 2 years. I'm just so elated with me. Because once upon a time, you couldn't get those words out of my mouth. Pretty, gorgeous, fine. Hell no, you couldn't get that out of my mouth. Now, you can't stop me from saying it. Everything is good morning, gorgeous. Hey, beautiful. How you doing, sweetheart? You are gorgeous. You are phenomenal. Yes, that is me. Okay. That's how you start. That's the first step, self-awareness. Noticing your patterns without judgment, right? So, yes, one of my patterns is it's a little darker in the morning. So now the season has changed. I don't like to get up out of bed. I like to close one of my covers and I will lay there and start scrolling on my phone and then look up and it's 7 a.m. and I done spent like an hour scrolling on my phone. So it's a pattern I've noticed, right? I'm not going to be judgmental towards myself. I'm just going to say, hey, put the phone down, get up, do your meditation. Hey, put the phone down, get up, stretch. Hey, don't you think you can go for a walk? None of that am I judging myself, but I'm checking myself. It's like, hey, I'm self-aware that these are things that I'm doing. So it starts with self-awareness. Notice the patterns without judgment and then start asking yourself, do I over-explain my boundaries? That's a big one. I know I over-explain my boundaries. Remember I said no was a complete sentence? It's a complete sentence. I say no because I have this going on. No, I can't make it. I have filming that I have to do. And I have to stop that. I over-explain my boundary. If it's no because I have something to do, then it's just no, I'm busy. If it's no, I don't want to do it, it's just no. Do I say yes when I mean no? Yes, I do. I do. I did it this weekend. Though it came out to be something very positive, I did overload myself last weekend. I jumped from to the point where I was changing in my car to go to the next thing because I didn't say no. I just said, yes, I'll be there. And it was a great opportunity. I loved it. I enjoyed it. So many great things got out of it. And yes, if I said no, I would have missed out on it. But that doesn't mean that there wouldn't have been another opportunity. There would have been. So sometimes, yeah, that comes I say yes when I mean no. Do I chase validation instead of alignment? I used to. And I think many of us still do. Checking your, when you post a picture or an event or something that you did and you're going back and forth to keep checking to see if anyone liked it, you're checking for validation. If you post a video and you're seeing your friends sit and say they liked it and you're calling them and say, hey, did you see the video I posted? You're checking for validation instead of alignment. So that I think is what I'm guilty of, where I'm not checking for a validation. I'll put stuff up and I'm like, yeah, it's whatever. And people are like, oh, I saw you were here. I was like, oh yeah, cool, thanks, yeah. Because I share stuff after the fact. It's never while I'm in it. It's usually after I've done it that I share a lot of things. But do I chase validation instead of alignment? I used to. Now I'm following alignment. Yeah. The next thing I want you to think about is practice radical acceptance. Okay, radical acceptance. That's what I want you to do. Practice radical acceptance. That means giving yourself permission to be human, right? You make mistakes. You say no. You have boundaries. That means give yourself permission to be human. You're allowed to make mistakes. You're allowed to evolve and grow. That comes with you reprogramming yourself. That's evolution of self. If you are the same person you were when you were 20, I'm a little scared, because that means there was no growth, no creativity, no expansion of who you are as a human being, as a person, as a mind. And that means you have stunted your growth. There has been no reprogramming there if you're still doing the same things you were doing at 20, right? Because then what happens once you start that radical acceptance, self-acceptance, then comes the reprogramming, the changing of the mind. Replace self-criticism with curiosity. When perfectionism is sitting there whispering that you're not enough, I'm not enough, I'm not enough, I'm not enough, respond with, I'm growing. And growth is absolutely beautiful. I say it to myself. Because I grew up thinking I was not enough and feeling I was not enough. So at this big age, when that little voice in the back of my head start whispering, you're not enough, I first of all, I am enough. I'm growing and my growth is beautiful. That's what I say. Yeah. I'm going to let y'all have that one too. You have that one. So now to put a mantra to it, because that's a mantra in itself. I am enough. I'm growing and my growth is beautiful. That's a mantra in itself. Okay. And you can definitely have that as your mantra. The other thing I can think of is I release the need to perform. And I allow myself to just be. I like that. I release the need to perform, allow myself to just be. Boy, isn't that a breath of fresh air? It's like, I can just be. That's beautiful, to just show up and be, to smile, to leave when you're ready. I'm not a partier, okay? I'm not. I will shake a leg every now and again. I would dance to a good song, but to be all night, open up a party and close a party, nah, that's not me. It was never me. My friends did not want to hang out with me. I was not the partier. So, no, I would show up, have a good time, say hi, take a cheer. Like I said, I will dance to a good song, because I love me a good song. I love dance. I do. I just love to dance. I've always loved to dance. And that's one thing I can remember as a child when we had the school dances. Nobody would dance with me, and that was fine. But I would always dance by myself, and I would dance because we had to be there. My mom was on a PTA, so her and my uncles all were like there to make sure we behaved and stuff. So we were there from the start of the party to the end. So I would dance until the DJ put the equipment away. I really would. I would dance by myself. It didn't matter to me. My feet hurt. It didn't matter. Music was, everything to my soul. And it still is. I love to dance. So anyways, I went off on a tangent. Sorry, my allergies are acting up. But I release the need to perform. I allow myself to just be. Being in your authentic space is a challenge, and you're going to come head to head with people who will challenge you and say, oh, that's not how you used to act. So, you know, you're changing. And maybe so. Maybe so. That's growth. That's growth. And we all should be growing. And that means that you're right. I'm changing, which means that if this bothers you, then that you don't need to be in my space. And that's okay. You have a lane. I have a lane. I'm in my lane. There's no need for you to be in my lane. Right? Authenticity is not something you find. It's something you remember, you reclaim. It's always been there alongside you and within you, at the root of you. That authenticity has always been there. It's you just reclaiming it and remembering it. It's been there all along, underneath the layers of the script that we were given, underneath all the expectations we were given, right? It's underneath all of that you'll find you. It's been there all along, underneath the layers of expectations and fear. So let me leave you with a few gems from today. Authenticity isn't found, it's remembered, right? As I just said, it's remembered. You are reclaiming it. You're remembering your soul. You ever think you have those deja vu moments? Yeah, because you've lived that. You were part of that. You did that, right? You ever just remember how you used to play freely? That was you in your authentic space, and then someone handed you a playbook and said, no, you can't. So authenticity isn't found, it's remembered. The world needs your truth more than your perfection. Yes, the world needs your truth more than your perfection. And healing begins when you are honest. Healing begins when honesty becomes your habit. Honesty is just you being your authentic self, being honest with yourself. Healing begins when honesty becomes your habit. I always got to give you some affirmations. For those of you who know me outside of the podcast, I'm all about my affirmations, and I've started sharing it with you guys this past season. I never really shared them seasons before, but this season, something said, just share your affirmations with everyone. It will be helpful to someone. So you can repeat them with me. You can write them down later for you in your journal when you journal. That's totally up to you. I'll remember to put them in the show notes. So here's some affirmations for the soul. I am safe being who I am. I am safe being who I am. I choose courage over comfort, right? I choose courage over comfort because change is never comfortable. My authenticity attracts what is truly meant for me. My authenticity attracts what is meant for me. And I honor my truth even when it's uncomfortable. I honor my truth. Even if it feels uncomfortable. Okay. The other thing, I want to leave you with some journal prompts. I know I gave you the one journal prompt up ahead, but I want to, the other journal prompt I wanted to give you. All right. Gosh, what was it? Oh, what parts of myself do I hide to feel accepted? What parts of myself do I hide to feel accepted? I know the parts of me that I hide in rooms and spaces to be accepted. When did I first learn that being myself wasn't enough? Think about that moment when I talked about adverse childhood experiences. This is what I'm talking about. It's somewhere within those childhood experiences that we learned that being ourselves wasn't enough. So your journal prompt is, when did I first learn that being myself wasn't enough? And then the final one, I think I can leave you with this. What would authentic living look like for me today, right now, this moment? What would authentic living look like for me? Well, that's my favorite, because for me, I'd be, woo. Yeah. That would be pleasant to live in my authentic space just on a day-to-day basis. Because, guys, even at home, I think some of us aren't in our authentic spaces. I'm just being honest. Depending on what's happening at home, sometimes we're not in our authentic space at home, too. So, you know, there's that. So, in your journals, write them down your answers honestly. Don't edit yourself, because this is your journal. Don't put pre-notes on it. Don't ChatGPT it. This is your journal, okay? There's no need to do all that fancy stuff. Just be your authentic self. Lay it all out, okay? Don't edit yourself. You deserve to meet the real you. I deserve to read the real me. I'm going to do this too as my homework, okay? So you're not the only one. We're going to meet ourselves, and then let's meet each other in authentic space, right? So remember this, my beautiful souls. Your authentic self isn't waiting for permission. It's waiting for your presence. When you show up as you are, you give others permission to do the same. And that is how healing spreads. One brave act of authenticity at a time. So, remember, you're not sharing what's within your cup. What is overflow is what you share and give to others. No is a complete sentence. You don't have to share why you're saying no, what the no is about. And no, if no is in your spirit and you can't do it, then it's just no. That's okay. So until we meet again, remember, I'm going to repeat it because I know I said it already. Do not give from your cup. Okay, you pour into you and you continue to pour into you. If there is no overflow in that cup, then there's nothing of you that you can give to someone else. But if you pour into that cup and you pour into that cup and you find that you are in abundance and there is overflow, it is that abundance of overflow that you do share with others. Don't deplete your cup. And I'm speaking for myself as well, because I've depleted my cup on many, many, many occasions. I had to learn overflow belongs to the outside. The inside of that cup is mine. mine alone. Okay? So until next time, stay grounded. Stay growing. And keep becoming. Yeah, that's what I got. Just keep stay grounded, keep growing, and keep coming. I wish y'all the best. Namaste.